Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Stay Strong, written by Audrey Dean and read by Beth Buchanan.
Dedication. For all those facing tough times and the professionals and volunteers who work in mental health.
Heartbreak, insecurity, regret, embarrassment, jealousy, humiliation, guilt, shame, rejection, and betrayal. It's impossible to live fully without experiencing life's least desirable emotions. They are a fact of life, what it means to be human. And yet these feelings carry immense stigma and shame, and have the power to permanently affect our quality of life. They don't have to. All it takes is some unusual thinking. Let Stay Strong be your guide to finding peace and power in life's unavoidable pain. 1. Bad feelings feel bad. The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep, loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen. Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. None of us longs to feel deeply uncomfortable, lost, or less than enough. No one relishes feelings of shame, unworthiness, or embarrassment. At our primitive core, human beings are pleasure seekers, and when it comes down to it, feeling bad never feels good. Only when we step fully into those bad feelings can we process them in a healthy way. This book challenges you to defy your instincts to embrace negative emotions and celebrate the courage of vulnerability. The grim reality is that if you're someone who dreams and does, you will fail, you will hurt, and you will fall. It's not a risk to calculate, it's a categorical certainty. But there's beauty in leaping into discomfort and daring to show up anyway, and emerging the other side a wiser, more resilient you. If there was a button we could press to opt out of negative feelings and become immune to life's emotional shrapnel, who among us wouldn't press it? But as we know all too well, no such choice exists. For all of life's unexpected joys, there will always be moments of discomfort and deep suffering. We understand this balance. We accept we can't have the good without the bad until an unwanted emotion overwhelms us. It's only in moments of real crisis and pain that we're forced to acknowledge the uncomfortable truth. No matter how euphoric a good feeling might be, it can't dull a bad, soul-destroying one.